Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of DTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date is March the 6th, ladies and gentlemen, 2015. As we continue on the growth month for the month of March, March Madness, our goal is to teach and help and assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Well, guys, we're going to have a great show today. We're going to have a great topic today in reference to small businesses, and how we can really basically get out of the startup mode. I've been asked this question many times over. Ed, I've been stuck in this one position, and I need to get into the next gear of my business. As a web designer, as a marketing guru, my focus and goal is to help and show you guys exactly the steps that you're going to need to take to move to the next level today. As we continue on, this is the year, ladies and gentlemen, for us to really maximize the moments that's in front of us in reference to our business, our families, and our growth, and in as well as our communities that we reside in. And what are we doing right now in our communities that we can do to help each other as well as help ourselves? Well, are we participating in what's going on locally? And then are we also participating in what we are nationally and globally? Guys, you have to build your business on three levels. That is locally, nationally, and globally. And if you start focusing on these levels, these are the three steps, the three keys that you're going to need to really maximize the movement that you're putting together in reference to your expectation for building a massive network. Well, let's talk about that, and we're going to get into some other topics and some other details that I'm going to be sharing with you in reference to the movie production that we're doing here in Houston, Texas, Joy Comes in the Morning by SCS Films under Cedric Stokes. It's a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. We have a casting call coming out on March the 15th. If you're locally here in Houston, guys, you want to participate in reference to that. Believe it or not, independent filming, as you see it in the Oscars and all the other award shows that's going on this year, how many people are independently putting together their own production, their own movement, their own cause in reference to what they're doing and what they're about? The creative freedom is basically good if you can do it creatively without any feedback or without any bad negative feedback, should I say, and without also being pulled down or tied down in reference to your growth. We should be able to do things on a level, no matter what city and state you're in, as we continue to expand our independency in this country. Our goal is to make sure that you utilize your gift sets that you have within, making sure that it is for the betterment of, one, the mankind, two, helping you out, and three, making sure that it's something for everybody to participate in. And if it's not on a level and you're just hovering it for yourself, guys, it's not going to work today. It's all about co-oping, collaborating, and building a massive network in order for you to receive the success or looking for the success that you're looking for. So let's go into it. I got five ways to get out of the startup mode and grow your business. And, guys, if you want to know more in reference to everything that I'm sharing with you on the show today, you can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. That is the place to go. That's going to be helping you guys in reference to all the information that I'm sharing today And as well as for the casting call, ladies and gentlemen, if you are locally here in Houston, get in where you fit in, is what I always say. And you want to make sure that you participate. It's March the 15th. That's on a Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we at location is at 8484 Willcrest Drive in Houston. So, and guys, if you plan on in other cities and states, you guys can send in your video audition to us as well. All you have to do is you can send it via email to films@scsfilms.com. That would be a great place to do that. Again, that's films@scsfilms.com. You're going to see a lot of great growth as we continue on in our creativity as we go. Internet radio, of course, has boomed, and I'm going to go over those things with you and giving you some tips on why it's important to have everything done via internet versus the old traditional way. Well, one, it's outdated. Two, analog is dead. Now if everything is digital. Under FCC, they made sure that's a mandate now in this country that everything goes digital. So it is. And so shall we be as well. So regardless if you're slow to move, if you're not jumping on the bandwagon where everybody else is going, and you're not following the trends in business or in life, then, guys, you're going to really miss out on great opportunities that can be for you. And, guys, is nothing more hurtful than to miss out on an opportunity that you have been waiting for and been praying for your whole life. And so what I want to do is give you some information that's going to be good for all the entrepreneurs that are listening in to my show. And I've been doing this now, ladies and gentlemen, for 3 years now, GTE Professional Network Radio. And what we're here to do is really to just maximize the information that we receive and get and share with you, the end users, the listeners, so that way you guys can start putting together copious notes, key concepts, and building with utilizing the right tools and knowing how to build, when to build, and what tools to use to build. And if you have that in place, it's going to really help you maximize every effort of your being in reference to growing and helping those that's amongst you or around you. And that's what I love about John Maxwell's books. And I was talking about that, developing the leader within you and then developing the leaders around you. Are you the one that's going to be able to do that? And two, are you really searching to put yourself in a different level, the one percenters, that like everybody else is trying to get to? Or three, are you just looking to just be a part of the other trends and follow what everybody else is doing? If you're not having a unique level to grow your network or your business, and you don't have any personality to it, then, guys, it's just not going to work, not today. Everything we're doing now is always going to be on a personable level where people can relate and they can understand exactly what you're doing. And that's why when you look at docudramas or documentaries and film and movies and whatever else we got, TV, you want to see things that's making it relevant and personable to those who can relate. If it's not relatable today, don't do it. In web design, it's all about interacting with your clients and customers and everyday people to search for you, and you got to make it relevant today. It's all about relevancy. If you have that, you're good. You know, so I wanted to make sure that you guys have everything you need in reference to understanding what is going to be more important today. Is it going to be me helping people, or is it going to be me sharing concepts and ideas with people, or is it about the particular product or service that I'm providing today? And what is it that's going to be beneficial for us in that reference to that product or service? Well, entrepreneur stays in the startup mode way too long, and here's the thing that I've been looking at as I begin to continue to build websites for a lot of my clients, and they always say, you know, Ed, I've been wanting to do this for quite some time. It may have been on the hot burner for maybe a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. But however, the goal is to make sure that you get started and you stay on a level of growth. If you're not staying on the level of growth, it's going to be difficult, ladies and gentlemen, for you to basically put together your network. So if you keep telling people that you're just a startup, you'll never take the action for real growth until you start learning that it's time to move to the next point. Now, what do you do in a startup mode? What is your startup level, and how long should you be in a startup? Well, depending on the type of business, the industry that you're in, You want to make sure that in startup, you want to make sure that you have all of the key components you need to start the business. One, who is going to be your team? Two, your business, you got to have your business model put together. And three, what is your marketing campaign or model is going to look like to promote the business that you're starting? And so, and then if it's a brick-and-mortar location, the location, all of the things you're going to need in there. And if it's an internet-based business such as mine, then all you really need is computer, internet, and then the type of services or products that you're going to be moving online. And, guys, today is all about how can we tap in to the trillions of dollars that's available to us today, especially on the internet. There are a lot of webinars, I say the right, webinars, that are being created every single week in America. So what does that tell me? That tells you that it's time for you to participate in the win-win game, not the win-lose game. If you plan in any game, you want to be in the win-win game. And playing the lottery or hoping on the star or wishing for this or trying to throw the dice out there to see if you hit the 7 or 11, that's not going to work. Your focus is utilizing gifts and talent, understanding the market, building your brand, and making sure that you stay consistent on what the trend is sharing with us today and being relevant today. That's why when you look at all of the different books that's been written out there today, it's all about becoming valuable in the marketplace. Are you valuable or are you worthless in the marketplace? What do you bring to the table that others are going to want to buy, especially in reference to products and services? And again, if you satisfy these three things, ladies and gentlemen, you can be successful. It's what people want, need, and can afford. That's the whole bottom line. So instead of you staying in the startup mode, it's time for you to get out of that into the grown-up mode and get start cracking and start moving your business. No matter if it took you a year in startup or 2 years to get everything flowing the way you want, but you're still learning as you earn. This is a learn-as-you-earn business. Any business you do in America or in this country, you're going to have to learn as you earn. It's not going to happen overnight unless you have some key people, sharp people, in the midst of your growth. Here's another tip. If you don't have key people to help you build, then it's going to be difficult for you to do it all by yourself. You can't be a one-man, one-woman show building a business today. That's what network is all about, or networking. And that's why network marketing companies have put together a simple model that makes it simple for everybody to participate and everybody do the work, everybody gets paid. So that's the whole concept today. Look at the consumer electronics today. It's the same principle in my industry that I came out of. And so with that, you got five manufacturers now sharing on one item today in the consumer electronics industry. So when you look at industries, what is going to be an opportunity for you to maximize what's out here today? You have to decide that. So let's go into it. The five ways to do this and to get out of startup mode and grow your business is, one, delegate. When you are in a startup mode, you are handling everything to become a growing concern. You have to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you have the right group of people involved in your startup business. Whether you have zero employees right now to two employees or four employees, no matter what number you have, as long as you got somebody you're delegating your work to that they can do to lessen your plate where you can focus on the core of the business, that's what you want to have. And you want to make sure you have people that's like you that are understanding the type of business you're building or the putting together, and understand that they have to do their part in order for it to work and grow. So those are the things you want to make sure. Number two, pick your battles. Don't get wrapped up for a week deciding on a logo when it ultimately doesn't matter right now. Your brand will evolve as your business evolves, so your logo is likely to change. That's true. There are more important things to observe over gaining customers and making money. When it comes to building your business, you want to make sure that you pick the right battle to fight to build your business successfully. not everything you do is going to be a fight and an argument trying to get things done. You have to streamline what it is you want me to do immediately. Again, utilizing the win formula, what's important now, you'll stay focused on that term of your objective that you set out each and every week that you're building your business. It's 4 weeks in a month, sometimes five. How many weeks will it take you to get to this point? How many months will it take you? What is your end result looking like? And that, what is the end of the month looking like for you? As we close out now, we get into the month of March, the sixth day of March. What do you want this month to be like for your company, your business, your brand? So that's what you want to focus on. Number three, get attention. The single biggest problem every startup has is becoming known. Your most important task is to get attention for you and your company. It is a gateway to every dollar you raise or earn. And basically, if you don't talk about it, nobody will know about it. So beef it up on the conversations. Make sure your marketing campaigns that you're putting together is giving the introduction to your new company, what you're about, what your brand is about, what your company offers, and how it can be helpful to those who need your product or service in the marketplace. So those are the things you want to make sure. Get attention. Number four, change your pitch. Instead of saying, I own a small web design company, I own a web design company like none other that guarantees your company will increase sales. So instead of saying the I own a small, that's the word, business, I have a big business that's guaranteeing successful outcomes for people who participate with me. So you want to make sure your pitch is different. But the second makes the difference, because here's what happens. Many times if we stay focused on small, little, not growth, small growth, or no growth, then we're going to be out of business. But you've got to think big, dream big, be big, and act big, no matter how, what level you are in business. So your focus is to make sure you do that. Last but not least, number five, create urgency. Well, that's what happens in the startup mode. When companies or individuals stay stuck, when they see little incomes coming in, they feel that, okay, now we got it rolling, but they're not moving fast enough to grow it fast enough. Your growth depends and determines on the level that you are at. If you're not at the fast pace or growth pace of generating accumulative income, then you're not going to get there. So you have to create urgency, ladies and gentlemen. If you start a business venture without setting specific timelines for action and achievements, you will be stuck forever with excuses. One of the biggest mistakes I have made in my business was not operating with enough urgency. Being an entrepreneur is a marathon activity with lots of sprints, with a lot of little races, and you will provide your people and your company with momentum. The key word, ladies and gentlemen, is momentum. You want to build momentum. The more momentum you build, the stronger you are, the faster you grow, the more income you return and make. So guess what? If you don't have a sense of urgency in building a business, guys, you will not be on the level you want to be. You'll have a lot of misses instead of a lot of hits. In a record industry, you want hits, not misses. And you don't want flat out, you know, music that's not going to move the people. You know, so you have to be able to know how to move the crowd, as Rakim said. I'm just going back to that. So when you look at your opportunities today, you want to make sure you have everything in place in reference to creating, building, making sure you have the necessary tools, your campaigns and marketing is consistent, and that your website is basically interactive, where people can leave you feedback in reference to the product or service that you provided them. You notice that the more feedback you get, the stronger you grow. It depends on how well you are in customer service. That is the key also, how you treat your customers, how you're sharing opportunities with them, and how you're educating them. That's going to be the key concept that you want to do on a regular basis. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure you're doing everything and all things possible in reference to your growth, your opportunities, and making sure that you're doing everything possible to keep your business online, relevant, active. And the more activities you present to your people and to the community and to the people and connections where you are and growing your network, the stronger you're going to be. What are you doing day by day, and what do you do day by day to continue that momentum? If you consistently do this, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you will have no problems getting to the next level and where you want to go. So that's what I wanted to share with you in reference to the five ways to get out of startup mode in your business and get in the growth mode. And that's what we talk about here at GTE Professional Network Radio. It's all about building a growth mode, staying in the growth mindset, growth level, continue to grow. Again, the most important commodity to me on the planet is all about growth. And if you understand that, you will understand business as it is today. That's what it's all about, volume, growth. And without that, you do not succeed, you fail. So you don't want that. So let's continue on building a successful network by reaching out, reaching others, and growing together. Again, you cannot do it all by yourself. You're not an island. So get people involved in your networking, your business, ASAP. As soon as possible, you want to find key people that's going to help you build your brand, your business. And when you find those people, treat them with respect, do the right thing, give them exactly the accolades and upliftment that they need to continue on. The more positive you are about your success in your business, the more positive they will be around you. If you're negative and you're not focused on growth, then guess what happens? Neither will they. So you have to make sure that you understand that it's all about you. You incorporated. So if you set the tone in reference to positive or negative, it's all upon you. No one can be blamed but you. Again, it's your business. How do you want it to be? Successful or unsuccessful? What are we doing in the community? What locations are we adding to the revenue? And how are we reaching out on social media, our website, and basically making sure that our content, our mission statement, is intact with what we are about and who we are as a people? That's what's most important, and what people will want to know before doing business with anybody is I want to know how sound they are and what do they have in relevance that's going to be relevant to me. When you start understanding that, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to give you opportunities for growth. And you want to stay focused, again, on the growth mode. Yes, God does reward our work, and if you want to understand the acronym for growth, that's true. You have to work. It's work, 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 work. But let's work for ourselves, work to be independent, work to help others in the process. Not everybody could be a business owner. Not everybody's good at becoming a business owner. Not everybody understands about business. But work, yes, you can get that. So if you used to work, work. Work like you work, but work well. Work smart, not hard. And in ways of technology today, ladies and gentlemen, we do not have to work as hard or as tedious as we once did. With the internet, with everything that's going on viral right now, on that, there should be opportunities for you to understand that, hey, I don't have to do it always this way. We have technology, ladies and gentlemen, software. There's software written for programmers that for everything we do today. Notice you pay your bills online, your bank online, you watch TV online, you got the radio show online, and you got the cable networks online. So why would you need regular paying cable every month when you don't have to? Because it's all online where you can watch the shows. The TV networks are now jumping on the bandwagon. So it's all about what do you want to do on the internet that's going to generate you revenue consistently on a consistent level. How do you want to get there? Where do you want to go? What is your vision for 2015? Now that we're in the first quarter of the month of the year, what do you want to do now that we're hitting the first quarter? What level of income do you want to hit regularly? Well, guys, it's all up to you. Okay? So with that, I just want to make sure that you understand exactly what we need to be doing on a regular daily basis, how to stay focused, how to keep your cool, and make sure that you're doing what it takes to grow your business. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this edition of VCE Professional Network Radio. We are here to talk to you in reference to helping you succeed in this year, 2015, this life, as we continue on. There's a lot of opportunities here that you do not want to miss. I want to share this with you. We're going to have a special guest, of course, Mr. Norman Fitz, the actual screenwriter for Joy Comes in the Morning, 2015 film that's here in Houston that they're going to be doing for the casting call, which is on March the 15th. Next Friday, March the 13th, he'll be on the show. We'll be talking with him in reference to the film, why he wrote this great script, because I was reading the script today, and I think it's a great, phenomenal way of putting it. And then also, based off the author of the book, Rebecca M. Shepherd, who he had on the show weeks ago, sharing her purpose and why she wrote that book and why it's so educational and relevant today for those who had breast cancer, and understanding the early detection is key in reference to getting rescued from the disease. So, guys, we want to make sure we're doing everything possible within our communities to educate, to uplift, and to share where we need to. There should not be any harboring of information, especially when it's going to save lives and save yourself as well. So with that, I just want to give you that bit nugget. I want to thank you all again for tuning in to this edition of GPE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and we're going to continue on as we grow and level to that. Guys, if you need a website, if you need marketing done, you can check us out at our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And again, guys, you can always listen to the archives of this show. I'll be posting it on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, as well as you can go to the website, my website itself, at www.globaltouchenterprise.net, and you can tune into it as well. But I want to make sure you have all of the information given to you in reference to building a successful network business and what's relevant in the marketplace today. So I want to thank you all. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. It's from my brother Les Brown. And, guys, we will see you again, and I will see you at the top. Keep building, and as always, keep building your dream. Mm-hmm.